Our original purity and integrity is like a baby. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Our original purity and integrity is like a baby. As we think about our original purity and integrity, what do we think about it? How are we thinking about it? Are we thinking about our original purity and integrity as being the ideal self that we are? Are we thinking our original purity and integrity, which is always there, always was there, always will be there, and is there now? Yes, right now. Are we thinking of our original purity and integrity as the finest, the highest, and the best? Is it being ourselves and having fun? Our original purity and integrity? Is that our delight in life? Our delight in the realization of all that is good and beautiful? Is that who we really are? I believe it is. I believe it is. I believe our original purity and integrity is our divine causation, and it is beautiful and very good. It's the ideal way of being, our original purity and integrity. It is our ideal way of living, our ideal pattern, our ideal format, who, what, and what we really are. Now, it would seem that our education of ourself would be to learn what our original purity and integrity is. It's indeed like a baby in many respects. It's our forming program for ourselves. It is that which is our ideal. It is that which upon which we are formed and based, and the way in which we should, not should, but could look at ourselves and see ourselves at all times. What is the program that I'm going to use to establish my house? I'm going to architect and draw and create my house as a beautiful drawing, as an architect would. And I'm going to include in my house all of its finest, most glorious qualities, because I'm unlimited. Money is no object. I'm going to make that house an ideal house. It's not going to have 100 rooms. It's not going to have all of the accoutrements that you think in a rich, rich, rich house. It's going to have all of the things that make me happy. It's going to have a lovely kitchen, a lovely living room. It's going to have a lovely dining room. It's going to have a lovely playroom or recreation room or family room. It's going to have a lovely bedroom for each member of the family. It's going to have a lovely yard with flowers and plants in it. It's going to have a lovely facade to the house that is beautiful to look at, as well as beautiful to encompass the house. I'm going to encompass this house in all the beautiful things. Oh, I may even have a swimming pool. I may even have a jacuzzi. I may even have a tennis court. I may even have all sorts of may even haves. Who knows what all I may have in this house. And as I have all these things, what am I going to do? I'm going to create myself having time to use them. I'm going to create myself enjoying my dining room and having meals there with my family. I'm going to create myself enjoying my kitchen and having my breakfast in the kitchen and having meals there with my family, making wonderful foods, delicious, tasteful, delightful foods that nourish my body. I'm going to have fun in my bedroom, sleeping comfortably, beautifully. I'm going to have rooms for each member of my family where they can have their own. In the living room, it won't just be a room with a massive television set in it, with a massive monitor in it for looking at videos. It's going to be a place for visiting one another, for sharing with each other, for playing games together, for doing things as a family would do it. Doing things as a family would do it. Doing things as a family would do it. So I design my house. So I design my original purity and integrity of what I believe a house is, what a home is, what a place is for me to take my architectural skills and design it. I'll have it be a lovely place on the edge of the town or in the middle of the town, wherever it delights me. And I will have friends come to visit. And these friends will enjoy sitting in our living room talking with each other. These friends will enjoy sitting in our family room playing games together. These friends will enjoy walking in our garden with us. They will delight in talking about raising flowers and raising a family. The original purity and integrity of the home, the original purity and integrity of how I would design it, how I would think of it, how you would think of it, how would I think of it. I think of it as a glorious place. It is not such a fabulous castle, because even a castle, as large as it may be, doesn't have the accoutrements for ideal family living. My home would be an ideal family home, a home in which I can feel comfortable and wonderful. What is my original purity and integrity? It's like the baby's room. It has toys for the baby. The teens' room, toys for the teens. It has adult room, toys for the adults. Yes, all things that our original purity and integrity, the original design. What is the original design of my body? Do I spend any time thinking about my original purity and integrity of my body? What do original purity and integrity as toes look like? Are my feet the original design, or have I allowed myself to wear shoes that squished my feet in, or to allow my feet to be free and run around barefooted and loving being out? Oh, there will be those who tell us we shouldn't do that because of one problem or another. But as we think, everything we do is pure. Everything we do is the ideal. Then our feet will always step on the perfect ideal surface. Our feet will be just like a leather glove, beautiful, comfortable, soft, gentle, lovely. Our skin will be the ideal complexion. Hey, about that. Have you thought about your skin being ideal complexion recently? Your original purity and integrity of your skin being your ideal complexion? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about every organ, action, function of your body operating perfectly? Or is the only time you think of your body when something tells you, oh, I hurt, I'm not operating perfectly? And then you say, my goodness, what can I do to put it back in order? What pill can I take? Well, the pill is mental, because the original purity and integrity is there, and we merely call it forth. We call it forth. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. We call it forth by our thoughts, our actions, and our attitudes. A happy family is a healthy family. A happy family is a hearty family. A happy family is a family that delights in all of the values of family life. And this is where you and I go about researching our original purity and integrity, and recognizing as we research it that it is active, it is now real, alive, active in our life, in our body, in our affairs. We haven't given our attention to it too much, but we can. We can not only think about our ideal, pure, original, beautiful body, our original, pure, beautiful world, our original purity and integrity. Who are we? Who are we? Are we the problems of the world? Or are we the solutions of the world? Or are we the joy of the world? We were born into purity. We were born with our original purity and integrity. We were born into that. And we've drifted away by allowing our thoughts to think negative thoughts, by allowing our values to change into something that says we're less than good. It's up to us to claim the fact that we are good and very good now and always, that we are beautiful, that we are divine, that we are fantastic. Yes, that's who we are. We are the joy to the world. When the Christ child was born, all the angels sang and the wise men came to proclaim it. And throughout the ages, the story of the Christian Christ child is told as a beautiful, beautiful story. In other religions of the world, there's always been that beautiful embodiment of the divine, of the original purity and integrity, that which is so great and so wonderful that man aspires to it and worships it and thinks it's in the outer. And yet every great philosopher, every great teacher, every great mind has always said, the divine is within you. The divine is within me. The divine is in each one of us. Our original purity and integrity is within us. And it's up to us, if we want it, to call it forth. You go to the store to buy what it has. You go to the theater to see what they're playing. You go to play tennis to play tennis. You go to the football field to play football. You play on the piano to play music. Well, now let's go to the heart of ourselves, to the heart of man, to the heart of our divine beingness. And let's find out our original purity and integrity right with it. Meditate on that. Think about it. Think about your original purity and integrity and empower it by your thought. I have perfect eyes, perfect ears, perfect nose. I have a perfect body. I have perfect thoughts. I can know all things as I turn my attention to my inner wisdom. It knows all things now and always will. It is the essence of the universe. It is the totality of the universe that I am there. As the absolute philosopher, I think these things, I know these things, I am these things, I live these things. My original purity and integrity is just like a baby. As I play with the baby, as I delight in the baby, as I treat the baby as it is to be treated, uninhibited, uninhibited, uninhibited. Free under all circumstances, its original purity and integrity flowing through every vein of its being. And I am there, watching, guiding, loving, caring in my family home. My family home is the place where my original purity and integrity dwell. I live in my original purity and integrity. That's my family home. That's my original dwelling. That's where I live with my family of thoughts about myself. My family of thoughts of I am happy and whole and perfect. My family of thoughts, I am divine. I live my divinity now in all areas of my life. This is the baby in me. This is the original purity and integrity in me. This is the life in me. I'm being myself and having fun, and I'm loving every minute of it. And every minute of it, I'm shining forth more and more beauty, more and more goodness, more and more wonder, more and more magic, because that's who I am. That's all I am. That's all I care about. And it is the truth. It is the truth about me. That's what a philosopher thinks. A philosopher thinks on his original purity and integrity. And he thinks of it as a baby. He thinks of it as an infant thought, as just a fledgling thought, something that's being born in it. Every philosopher thinks that. And you and I are every philosopher. We are all knowledge, all wisdom, all delight, all joy. We are original purity and integrity, and we are that now, and we are that at all times. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And that's all that we shall ever know. So this day I let go and I say I am my original purity and integrity. I'm like a baby and I'm so happy. So very, very, very happy. My heart just sings with joy. And I am that right now and forevermore. Join me in this realization and know it is done now. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.